Well, good morning. It was so wonderful to see Hannah in church on Sunday. And our heart goes out to all the young people because we sure miss them. But it was certainly good to see Hannah in church on Sunday. And we do these recordings for the youth, but primarily for all of us who are young at heart, to be honest with you. But we all are children of the living God, and we like to come together and encourage one another. So I want to do that this morning. And I entitled my little youth message today, Wake Me Up. Do you ever feel that way? Well, let me see what the Apostle Paul had to say in Romans 13. And I'll start at verse 10 to the end of the chapter. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. Love does no wrong to anyone, so love satisfies all of God's requirement. And another reason for living right is that you know how late it is, time is running out. Wake up! For the coming of our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. The night is almost gone, and the day of salvation will be here soon. So don't live in darkness. Get rid of your evil deeds. Shed them like dirty clothes. Clothe yourself with the armor of right living in those who live in the light. We should be decent and true in everything we do so that everyone can approve our behavior. Don't participate in wild parties and getting drunk, or participate in adultery and immoral living, or fighting and jealousy, but let the Lord Jesus Christ take care of you, and don't think of ways to indulge your evil duties. Well, you know, love and abuse cannot dwell together. And knowingly hurting somebody, either physically, mentally, or emotionally, or sexually, is to declare a lack of love for that person. Acts of abuse should be thrown out, and all words of love, no matter how sincere they may sound, are so, so important. The Apostle Paul has given us a lot of wisdom in that little bit of scripture. But I was wondering, how many of you like to wake up in the morning? Now, I know school started Monday for a lot of you. So when you went to bed that night, did you say, oh, make sure you wake me up in the morning? How many of you like to lay in bed and sleep? I know I do. It's hard sometimes to get up. How many of us can get up easier if we know that we're going to do something really cool that next day, or something that we really would like to do? I think all of us are a little bit that way. But I was thinking about some different times that I didn't get up when I should have. And I loved my grandparents, and I loved to go with them and be with them and all that. And they were at the house one day, and I was going to go with them. And I set my alarm clock to go with them and meet them, but it didn't go off. Or if it did go off, I simply turned over and pushed the snooze button. Did you ever do that? Well, I remember that I was supposed to go. But what happened, since I didn't get up and the snooze and all that, they weren't there to pick me up. They said, we'll come back later. And then another time, some of the people, we were having an outdoor picnic, so to speak. And we had a lot of things to do to get ready for that morning. And again, my alarm went off, time to get out of bed, and boop, the snooze button. Do you have stories like that? Well, the Apostle Paul, in the scriptures that we read today, he realized that in order to create a true church, people needed to bond together in harmonious differences. You know that song we sing? Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love that cannot be broken. I probably didn't remember all the words, but you know that song we sing right at the end of the service, because it's important that we blend all kinds of people in the church. Now, Paul was dealing with Jews and Gentiles and Greeks and foreigners, but we have a diverse community where we are. We have all kinds of different people coming to our church. And that the only thing that should really bind us together was our belief in Jesus Christ and the faith in the true sense, and celebrate the resurrection of Christ and celebrate his promise coming again. Now, I know the Bible says that it's time for Christians to wake up. Paul said that. But now is the time to wake up in our own life and walk in the light, because Jesus isn't far away. The Bible says he's coming back soon, and I certainly believe that, because it's exciting news, and one day we will see all of Jesus. But we got a lot of work to do until that time, and we got a lot of people to tell about Jesus and about his love, and also about the church here at Bethel. We have a lot of wonderful, warm Christians. We don't have a perfect church, but we have a good church. We don't have perfect people to come to the church, but we have good people. And we got a lot of people that have the heart of Christ. And that's the most important thing. So I challenge you in your spiritual sense. It's not a time to lay in bed. The Bible's sounding the alarm. And we don't want to go back to sleep. We have much joy when we get up and figure out all the things that we need to do. And more importantly, share Jesus with everyone. Well, Father, we thank you for this time and the internet service to do a small youth message, Lord, but it's also a message for all of us. And we thank you for giving us the Bible, your word, your love letter to us. And your Bible will wake us up if we pay attention to the scriptures and help us to spend our day preparing for Jesus' return. And we pray this special prayer in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's children said amen. Well, we continue to pray and thank God for the ability to do these online services. And I hope and pray that you're getting them. We have another youth that's been real active in our church, Zion. I see the other day I made an announcement that he got engaged. And it's amazing how to see Zion grow in the church over the few years that I've been here. So lift up Zion and thank him for all the services he did. He's now living in Jacksonville, but we hope to see him again soon. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be with you now and forevermore until we meet again.